Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. If you've got something to hide, maybe taking your phone in to the Genius Bar or the Geek Squad are probably not good ideas. And there's a report put out now that that the FBI is paying Geek Squad to report things that give them kind of rewards if they report something that it might be of interest to the FBI. Now, by law, if any of these outfits actually find porn on a child porn in particular on these devices, that they're obligated to report that, right? And that's law. There's not much we can do about that, and I don't know that anybody would even argue that that's something that that shouldn't be done. There's probably less less bad things that people might find that it could potentially be reported to the FBI. And it's, I don't know. I think you have to potentially be careful. Again, you give somebody else access to your computing device and yeah, they're going to be in some cases, if it's really obvious, they could easily find it. In some cases, maybe they got to go, run a forensics program on it to see if there's anything else interesting on it. And likewise, when you take your phone to the Genius Bar at Apple, then yeah, you have to give them your PIN code for certain kinds of things. And they tell you to do a backup of it and stuff in case they erase it. But it occurs to me that yeah, you're giving your phone that's got all this stuff to it, that might be interesting. And you may say that you've got nothing to hide, and that may very well be true. But if you think you would all have something to hide, maybe taking your phone or your computer into one of those places just isn't really a smart idea. Now, one of the things that was pointed out in this Troy Hunt article about giving your PIN to the Genius Bar guy. Is that maybe Apple could come up with some way to not require the PIN code to do certain things. And to me, it seems like the only way to do that and have it be somewhat foolproof is for Apple to have some sort of skeleton key. Now, I look at that and I go, a skeleton key can get into the wrong hands very easily. So it's kind of like why Apple didn't want to leave a back door for the FBI, right? It's like, we want to protect the stuff to the point that we can't get into it either. And, since Apple's made that decision, this is kind of the trade-off we have is if you need help and, I don't suspect Apple necessarily doing stuff like that, but who knows? I mean, maybe, I could probably put together a conspiracy theory that says, that if somebody was targeted, I mean, they could probably probably do something like that and make it be totally legit. But I, that's just a crackpot theory and nothing, but it could happen. I mean, it's, you talk about plausible, you look at the steps of the, are there things that could happen? Yeah, that's, technically you could do all those things. But the bottom line is that maybe you shouldn't be using you shouldn't be taking your phone in any place if you think you might have something to hide on it. Because somebody could report that to somebody interesting. And you don't know that these things happen. I mean, there's just no way to know. You're implicitly trusting either Geek Squad or Apple to do the right thing when they have your physical device. But if you're at all concerned, you should wipe the device beforehand if you can before you send it to them. I know that's not always possible, but with a computer, if you wipe the computer, then your problems probably go away. it doesn't help if something else is going on. But just be careful when you give your electronics to somebody else, whether it's your friendly neighborhood geek down the street. Although I think those people are probably in some cases more trustworthy than not. But if it's a good friend of yours, I guess it makes sense. If it's some random person, well, who knows? I mean, maybe that's not so great. So just be aware with it when you're giving somebody access to that, they got access to everything on it. I mean, even if the stuff's secured or you think it is, they can potentially get at everything. So just be aware of that. And, if you're okay with that, fine. But if you think you got something to hide, maybe not to, maybe not give them that kind of access.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.